Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
Today is day 43 of your new life. Today's title is Raised Up for Missional Living. Leon Morris said, "The same power that brought Christ back from the dead is operative within those who are Christ's. The resurrection is an ongoing thing." Our text today is Ephesians 1:15-23. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His great might, that He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all." Eugene Peterson, in his book, Living the Resurrection, The Risen Christ in Everyday Life, calls us all back to living missional. "My conviction is that the church is the community that God has set at the center of the world to keep the world centered. One essential aspect of this centering is commonly called spiritual formation, the lifelong formation of the life of Christ in us. It consists of what goes on between the moment we realize and accept our identity as Christians and the time we sit down to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It deals with the way we live in the time that occurs between kneeling at the altar for salvation and meeting Jesus face to face." Many people that call themselves Christians do not seek spiritual disciplines in their lives. While our world has an enormous interest in spiritual things, very few people are committed to growing in their walk with Christ. People seek the display of spiritual power rather than their relationship with the person of Christ. Many people choose the sensational over the Savior. For us to have resurrection power, we first must walk closely with the one who arose. As we seek who Jesus is, we will experience what He does. Yet the experience of His power is for His glory, not for our feelings. Therefore, we seek spiritual disciplines not so that we can look super spiritual, but so we can live in a closer relationship to our Savior. This pure motive to glorify Christ is the ground where genuine Christianity grows. There has never been a greater need for God's children to live on mission for Him. As believers, we possess His resurrection power. Living with resurrection power is more than just a possibility for His children. Paul shares this insight with the church at Rome in Romans 6:7-13. It reads, "For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death He died to sin, once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness." Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the dead is powerful. That power was not just a one-time punch from God over sin to death, hell, and the grave. His power is ongoing in the lives of those who have trusted in Him for salvation and forgiveness of sins. To be bluntly honest, God has immensely more in store for His children than most of us are experiencing on a regular basis. many followers of Christ are content with just getting to heaven, rather than striving to live victorious lives on their journey there. In Ephesians 1:19-20, Paul reminds believers that they possess with them the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that is, the greatness of his power toward us who believe. God has great plans for his people. He has the best message of all, and he desires for all to hear it. That's why he gives us his power and sends us out with his message. Missional living is God's plan for every believer. What he has called us to, he will equip us to become. He has more than enough power to transform us into all that he desires for us to be. Live missional for your Savior with the power of his resurrection. Happy Resurrection Day. But remember, every day, his resurrection power is available to you. Questions. What does missional living look like for you personally? In other words, what specifically has God called you to that you need to live out to be about your Father's business? Colossians has taught us continually that Jesus is more than enough for anything he has called you to. May he fill you continually with power for living missional. Spend some time celebrating who he is and all he has done. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for Easter Sunday and all that it means. I pray that today as we celebrate, Lord, you would be at work in all of us, growing us closer to you and ever more into the men and women you want us to be. I pray for your whole church today, as well as for all those who don't know you, that, Lord, you would be on the move and at work, and that your will would be done in all of our lives. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.